This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. State Department on Wednesday said it is troubling that Russia is talking about cooperation with North Korea. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
When you see what looks to be increased cooperation and probably military transfers, as we've said for some time, we have reason to believe they were going to discuss military transfers. That is quite troubling and would potentially be in violation of multiple U.N. Security Council resolutions.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin met for a rare summit on Wednesday at which they discussed military matters, the war in Ukraine, and possible Russian help for the secretive communist state's satellite program. Moroccan rescuers have been joined by international crews from Spain, United Kingdom, United Arab Emirates, and Qatar, who sent emergency responders into the mountains. Food and water had arrived by Tuesday, but efforts were ongoing to recover people lost to Friday's quake. The recovery work proceeded even as an aftershock Wednesday evening rattled already frayed nerves. The government has limited the amount of earthquake aid allowed into the country and allowed response crews from only four countries: Spain, the United Kingdom, the United Arab Emirates, and Qatar. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Wednesday denounced Republican plans to launch an impeachment inquiry against Democratic President Joe Biden, calling the effort baseless. She said no evidence had been produced by Republicans against Biden as they investigate the business dealings of his son, Hunter Biden.
You see Republicans in Congress, right? They have spent all year investigating the president. That's what they've spent all year doing, and have turned up with no evidence, none. That he did anything wrong.
The inquiry is centered around whether Biden benefited from Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. The European Commission president says African countries and Europe must engage more. Alice Rizzo has more.
The European Union must engage more with African countries. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said in her annual policy speech to the European Parliament on Wednesday.
Well, think about the Sahel region, one of the poorest, yes, yet fastest growing demographically. The succession of military coups will make the region more unstable for years ahead. Russia is both influencing and benefiting from the crisis, and the region has become fertile ground to the rise of terrorism. This is of direct concern for Europe, for our security and our prosperity. So we need to show the same unity of purpose towards Africa as we have shown towards Ukraine. This is a must.
Von der Leyen, widely expected to seek a second term at the helm of the EU executive after a continent-wide election next year, spoke as the bloc's promised major infrastructure spending in the Global South moves at a snail's pace.
Bodies washed ashore in eastern Libya on Wednesday, swelling the death toll from a storm that swept whole neighborhoods out to sea. Reuters' Olivia Zolino has more.
Rescue workers in Libya on Wednesday kept up desperate searches for survivors after a powerful storm tore through the country, bursting dams and washing whole neighborhoods out to sea. Among those searching is Mustafa Salem. He said when the dam burst, his extended family were sleeping. No one was ready, he says. We lost 30 people so far, 30 members of the same family. We haven't found anyone. Humanitarian aid is starting to arrive. It's desperately needed for the estimated tens of thousands that have been displaced. But rescue operations are complicated by deep political fractures in the country. One official from the administration that runs eastern Libya said the country did not have the experience to deal with the aftermath of such a disaster.
The United States waived sanctions to allow the transfer of $6 billion in Iranian funds from South Korea to Qatar, a step needed to carry out a previously announced U.S.-Iran prisoner swap. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby defended the deal.
These bad actors don't need incentives, and this isn't gonna change the calculus necessarily of what they've been doing. What it is gonna do is get our Americans home. And that's what we're focused on.
The broad outlines of the U.S.-Iran deal, under which five U.S. citizens detained by Iran would be allowed to leave in exchange for the transfer of the funds and the release of five Iranians held in the United States, were made public on August 10th. Secretary of State Antony Blinken determined that waiving the sanctions was in the national interests of the United States. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.